Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
So I have a topic I want to talk about real quick, because it's something I've been doing lately, and I love it. And I want to make it really clear before I start that I'm not talking about a diet. I have started doing mindful eating.
Okay. Ah, yes.
Yeah. And yes. Like, for me, it has taken the form of calorie counting, but not calorie counting like with a goal, but rather what I realized through doing it was like the amount of times that I would just be like near the kitchen or like making food for BB and eat without thinking about it, or eat something I didn't actually want, or eat in
just kind of snack.
Right. Like, I'd be making something for BB and like cut the crust off her bread or something. I don't know. I've never done that. But, and then like just eat them.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
I wasn't even hungry. And so for me, what it has become is this wonderful feeling of control of like, I'll go and like be bored. Cause this is something I've done since I was a kid, eat cause I'm bored. Mm-hmm. And I'd be bored or, like, stressed out or something and go and, like, open up the fridge and look in and think, like, do I really want to write this down in my app? Be like, no, I don't want it. I don't want this. And, like, it is a feeling of, like, control. And so then the other side of it is when I do want something, I don't talk myself out of it. Where it's like, no,
yes.
You know what? I do really want this bowl of ice cream. So there. And then I eat it, and I don't feel guilty about it because I thought about it, and it was something I really wanted, and so I ate it.
Yeah, I really am happy to hear that you're doing it, and that it's working for you, and that it's making you happy. And
yeah.
Especially the validating part of it.
Right?
Because that's equally as important as the not going for it part. Because as we've discussed before, I, in the past, have struggled with eating disorder. And so, you know, I found that keeping track of, like, for instance, I had one of those apps or something that actually did count calories, or, you know, I had to, like, log all my food. And I found that was unhealthy for me. But doing what you do and just thinking about it, just, like, pausing for a moment before I put something in my mouth and saying, like, do I want to eat this? Is this, like, worth it? Like, you know, I worked out a lot today and I really am hungry, or like, oh, I'm just eating because I'm bored right now, and you know, just sort of like deciding what I want, I think, was more important than actively counting calories or going or working towards a goal or any of that sort of thing. It was just sort of a mindfulness. I think, yeah, that's really the best way to do it, honestly.
And I do think paying attention to yourself is usually something that reaps rewards. I do, like, you all know, I'm highly suspicious of diets. I think that a lot of the way that they are talked about, and a lot of the way even things like that claim not to be a diet, can end up playing into ideas that end up hurting folks.
Agree.
But I know that, like, you know, in early adulthood especially, it was almost a revelation to me when I kind of first figured out how to tell the difference between, like, because I love junk food. Love it to this day. Love it my whole life. But there was sort of I remember, this was a while ago now, but, like, I'm still struck by, like, figuring out for the first time that, like, if I was really, like, I desperately want those Cheez-Its, is it the case that I'm actually just hungry, or is it the case that I want the Cheez-Its? And that was the thing I had to learn, which helped me to have a more varied and interesting and ultimately healthier diet by paying attention to the signals of my body in a way that I just hadn't bothered to do before or hadn't occurred to me to do before. 'Cause the truth is that, like, yes, most of the time I was just hungry and I could still eat Cheez-Its. But if I decided to go make a sandwich first, I might have a different decision made after that. That was a learning curve for me of, like, being a grown up who feeds myself, which was a lot of fun to go through.
Yep.
But yeah, like, finding what works for you.
Yes.
And letting the sense that you are taking your care of yourself, like, finding the limits of, like, because the idea of control can get appealing in a way that doesn't serve you.
Yeah, that's why, like, I just know about myself that restriction is not healthy for me. Like, when I try restriction, I buck against it. Like, that is the
yes,
thing of, like...
Yes, same here.
It's
same
not
here.
Good. And so, instead, just being present helps mm-hmm. me a lot more. And, like, that is something I've struggled with, like, all my life. Of, like, how do I keep myself present in the moment, in this decision I'm making? Because, like Amy was saying, there'll be times where it's, like, my impulse is to, like, take a nap. But, like, if I sit and think about it, like, you know, I've just been sitting around doing nothing all day. I'm going to go for a walk. And, like, just taking that second to think rather than just doing the first impulse in my mind, like, that can be a huge, like, almost like a video game character and, like, their energy bar fills up. Like, for me, I'm like, I'm doing it. And it's very exciting for me because, like, I consciously made a decision that was actually what I needed. Because sometimes yeah. the answer is nap. And I'll think about, like, do I need a nap? Like, oh yeah, like the dogs woke me up at 5 o'clock this morning and it's noon, so I've been awake 7 hours. So yeah, nap might be the answer here.
I think this episode has turned into a listening to your body episode.
Yeah, mindfulness.
Which is
in
which
general.
Is like, we could do multiple episodes on this, but it is so important. I have to say that, yeah, we talked about self-care and sort of indulging and the idea of self-care being good for present and future versions of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listening to your body is like that too. Sometimes your body says, like, I want this sweet thing and it will make me happy both now and later.
Right.
And you know, I think it's good to sort of have a baseline, to understand your baseline of what your body likes and what is, like, actually good for it. And then you can sort of always gauge,
right,
you know, what's better for – what's good for your body. Because, like, right now I have to say for eating, you know, my default is sort of eating clean. And so I know when I am craving sort of a salty snack that my body really does want that. Or if it wants a little something sweet, it knows, you know, what the right amount is for me. Or for sleep, if I am having a good sleep schedule, I know that the nap in the middle of the day is something that my body really needs.
Right.
And yeah, it is important to listen to your body, and to, you know, because by taking care of it, you don't have to feel bad for those things you might feel are a little indulgent.
I also just want to say it's also helped me, like, if, for example, the other day I wanted potato chips really bad, so I made mm-hmm. potato chips.
Whoa! Right? That's the fanciest, most adult thing I've ever heard.
Hey, thank you very much. But, like, that kind of thing, I've been cooking a lot lately because it's like, hey, okay, you want this thing? Great. You have to make it.
Work for it.
Right? And, like, that kind of thing. One, it's helped. I love cooking, and so it's helped me, like, exercise skills that had kind of gotten a little rusty. And it's also like, okay, cool. My parents used to do this thing where if I wanted to buy something, like, you know, impulse buy, like as we're walking around a store, they would say, okay, cool, we're going to put it back. And if by the time we're done with this shopping trip, you still want it, you can have it.
Mm.
And, like, it made me really think, like, I don't really want, like, do I really want to, do I want it enough to walk back through the store to go get it? No. Right? And so, like, that was most of the time all it took for me to be like, I don't actually want that. Like, I just saw it, was interested in it, but I won't ever actually, like, giving uh-huh. myself enough time to think about it, I would convince myself, you know, talk myself out of it. And so now yeah. it's like, okay, cool, if you want this thing, make it. And then, like,
yeah, thinking about it, just giving awesome. Giving yourself time to think about it is really important.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Until then, take care of yourselves.